that some seeds, they are prolific producers. Some plants are prolific producers of seeds. They ensure that at least some of the seeds will be in the right place at the right time. Fascinating. So here we're mirroring nature again. Usually in the spring, but sometimes not until autumn. And there's so many different conditions, like the soil and the texture, but the moisture and the light, all of these things, and we're mirrors of this, all of, especially for those people who resonate really well in nature, all of these things are about our innate timing. Some seeds can lie dormant for years. The secret of how seeds germinate and grow is that the conditions are right. Tonight what we're going to do is I'm going to call in Boreas, the North Wind. And Boreas is going to help you plant your seeds until the conditions are right. Everyone, make sure that you have your feet on the ground and take a few wind breaths in. And as you're breathing in, start to feel that cold, chilling wind, that biting cold of Boreas coming in through you and all the way down. Boreas, come to us tonight. You, the wind with all the wisdom of our seeds that we're planting, our goals. We're going to give you the goal that we offer to this class and hand it over to Boreas. In the ancient traditions, Boreas used to go to battle with Notus, the south wind, because Boreas could keep a town and famished, because that there would be no way for the crops to go. So there's this surrender to Boreas, there's a surrender to this cold, there's a surrender to this hibernation. Offer yourself to Boreas. Offer your goal and then offer you, offer your body, offer your exhaustion, your yoga, your entities, your parasites. Offer all of that to Boreas. Offer to Boreas the wisdom of notice, the wisdom of your needs and your fears. Hand those over to Boreas as well. And I invite you to give Boreas that bag of beliefs that you found, those beliefs that may have helped you or may have kept you stuck along your cycle. But give those all over to Boreas too. Now, Boreas, you have all of these people in front of you, humble students, willing to give you their beliefs and their feelings and their needs and their fears and all of the wisdom that they gain from their body and all of the wisdom that they've gained from this class, it's presented before you. I'm going to ask for all of them that you now take that and everything else that needs to go with your mighty cold breath and let it release. Give over all of those things that you think that you really need to hold on to just a little bit longer. Trust Boreas. Trust that Boreas will take them and put them into that ice cave for safekeeping. Let them go. Now hold out your hands, and Boreas is going to put in each of your hand the new seed that you're going to take and plant. And once you have that seed, you can turn your back on Boreas and start walking or riding or just moving through space, however you like to travel around, and take that seed and plant it somewhere. And once you've planted that seed, I invite you to return to the middle of your map, the middle of this awakening compass. And we're going to journey down into the center of this compass towards our magnetic center of this earth. So travel with me down to the magnetic core of the earth. Where the wind begets silent, it becomes quieter and quieter as you go further down the spiral of the center. Feel the pull of your own magnetic self, your own magnetic needle moving to the flow of the magnetic pulse in the center of the earth. As you move down, you're at the center and it's very, very warm at this center place. It's hot. But you're in no danger because the energy of you is ready for this. And as we move, our question is, how is my current dynamic of creativity helping me move forward or stay or what do I need to know from this dynamic of creativity that I've been working with? Whether it's chaos or gestation or oppositional or relationship with nature or process, am I aligned to my magnetic north using this dynamic? And perhaps for this period of waiting or setting your, waiting for the optimal conditions for your seed to grow, you might be better served with another dynamic. Really look around and feel, what's the pull? What's the pull of your life right now? How could you best be served? And as we come up from this space, which dynamic are you bringing with you for this next phase of your life? And when you're ready, come back into the room. But as you're coming out from this, feel where this new dynamic or the old dynamic is living inside of you. Is it in your hips? Is it in your heart? I find myself circling around, bringing this dynamic into beingness, into a useful format for carrying this work forward, carrying this map